We welcome our local historian Chris Robinson into the studio for our monthly catch-up. How are you?
Good, thanks, Tim.
Well, yeah. We're going to turn the clock back to the 1860s, is it?
Yeah. It's funny, you know, you always find, from time to time, unexpected sources of information when you're doing this sort of history thing.
Yeah.
And it'll either be pictures or a map or something. But the other day I was at an afternoon event and I bumped into a guy, Tim Lydon. Hi, Tim, if you're there. And he just said he'd been trawling through the Emmanuel Church magazines of 1908 and 1909.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, okay. But within that, there was a kind of serial or a series of articles written by people that used to live in the area. They all went to a school that was off Seymour Road called Manomede School. And these old boys were invited to send back their reminiscences
right.
of when they were at school, which was, for the most part, 30, 40 years prior to 1908-09.
Yeah.
So we had first-hand accounts of what the area, Manomede Mutley, was like in the 1860s.
Wow.
And I brought you in this map that shows it. And the description, one of the guys, and it's a lovely sort of quote, because he said, If I hadn't been back in the meantime from when I left school to today, I would have been amazed at how the changes that had taken place had I not been back in the interim. He said, there were practically no houses between North Hill and Crown Hill, apart from those in Manomede, which was Seymour Road and Manomede Avenue, which were brand new at the time. On the left, the main road was all fields. Whiteford Road, Thornhill Road weren't there, and Emmanuel Church wasn't there. And then you come down, Elm Road was almost impassable for vehicles and seldom used, except when we adjourned there for our school fights, which I'm happy to say, to the credit of Manomede School, were few and far between.
Oh, I'm pleased to hear it. But, I mean, I know maps don't work that well on the radio, but fortunately people will be able to see this in the Herald in the coming days. But if I can just sort of describe what I'm looking at. So you've got what is now Mutley Plain, with fields either side mostly, and some buildings, and was it Rope Walk?
Yeah. On the east side of Mutley Plain, there was a very old hedge low on the roadside, and he said deep down to the level of the field, along which ran a rope walk. But he said from there, and it's difficult to believe now, but the views of Lera and Saltram were very fine.
Good luck.
So you could walk along Mutley Plain, low hedge on your left coming into town, and just look straight across to Saltram.
It's amazing,
it's just fantastic.
I mean, I know they can do wonderful things with CGI. I'd love to see somebody actually do that, because it would be amazing. And I dare say one day you'll be able to walk through it in 3D, you know.
Oh, yeah. And all of that. Who knows
when. Yeah, but as well as the map, now you've also come in with an amazing photograph. Do we know, firstly, what date this might be?
Well, that's late 1860s. Okay. So it's quite an early photograph, actually. Yeah. And it's of the old grammar school, which was situated in the Orphans Aid building that was created in the early 1600s. And latterly, well, I say latterly, in the late 1600s, it became a grammar school, Plymouth's first proper school, really. And it was the guy that founded the grammar, or not, the guy that founded Manomede School had been a teacher at the grammar school. And one of the old boys wrote back about that particular building, saying how fond he was of the school, and there was only about 70 kids in it, but they were all posh kids, really, because there weren't many schools in town, so it was where the great and the good sent their children, and they all went off to Oxford or Cambridge and all joined the services and became MPs and all that sort of thing. But it's funny to see it, because now the Treasury building at the back of the Guildhall sits on that very site.
And behind it we can see the church.
St Andrew's Church.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said the old grammar school, with its gateway under the shadow of St Andrew's Church, its tiny quadrangle surrounded by the refectory, the master's study, the schoolroom and the kitchen, a miniature copy of a typical Oxford college. But it was built hundreds of years ago.
Yeah, that's remarkable.
And demolished 150 years ago.
I mean, what I love about the photograph as well as the building itself is the people in it, because, you know, you're looking at people long gone, of course, but it's a snapshot in time of, they look like, you know, manual workers.
Well, I think they were the demolition men, actually.
Yeah,
That's
probably the last photograph of that building there.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Chris, it's really interesting stuff. Do look out for the article in the Herald when it comes along, and you can see the things that we've been talking about today. Chris, as always, good to see you. We'll see you next month.
Cheers, Tim.